brought to you by Penguin.
The Conception Plan. The Science-Backed Guide to Fertility and Becoming a Parent. Written and read by me, Dr. Larissa Corder. This book is dedicated to my great aunt Marcia, who left this earthly realm during the writing of this book, but who will forever remain one of my greatest teachers. Her greatness came not just from her age and experience, but by virtue of her wisdom and love, which had an immeasurable impact on my life, and for someone as humble as she was, I can see her right now on the other side telling me off for making a fuss over her. Yet this book wouldn't be here were it not for some of the most important things I learned from her. That in our brokenness lie our very gifts. That love transcends all boundaries. That family is everything. And that our souls are capable of miracles we can't even imagine until they happen. She had the heart of a rebel, which recognised a kindred spirit in me, though she rarely let me know it. This book, written in the woods, as she used to say, is a tribute to her and to her enduring legacy as a mother, grandmother, sister, daughter, and great aunt. Acknowledgements. The conception of this book was a committed labour of love, which would not have been possible without the support and help of various individuals who guided me in birthing it into the world. The idea behind it was planted in 2019, when the conception plan was a series of ideas that arose from my practice and experience over the years, helping to guide three couples who applied to be coached by me on the TV show This Morning. As I sit here in the heart of Dorset, writing the concluding part of my book, I can't help reflecting on what feels like a full 360-degree moment. When I first shared the conception plan in its embryonic stages, it was with the aim of bringing hope to as many people as possible who were struggling to conceive, and by helping those who had agreed to have their journey to parenthood broadcast on TV, so reaching all those who would not have access to this information. This is when I first met Catherine and Dan, whom I brought to this very same sanctuary nestled in the small town of Sherborne, near the magical St. Abbas Giant, to integrate this new approach. Only a few weeks afterwards, they found themselves pregnant with their first child, Freddie. I had no idea back then that this would go on to inspire a book and would also enable so many of you who wrote to me afterwards to have your own miracles unfold too. Often the stories you shared and continue to share had a common thread of many years of pain and disempowerment, being left feeling helpless and lost, in a process that felt beyond your control, with all the answers seemingly to be found outside of you. I hope that whether it's through reading this book or watching the TV segment or both, you've been able to see quite just how much there is that you can do, how many of the answers lie within you, and how they're directly accessible if you're willing to view your health and fertility through the lens of holism. Most of all, I hope you get to realise the difference that you can make. My big passion is to empower people to be the healthiest and most fertile expressions of themselves from the inside out, and to help build families where children are a natural expression of this awareness. This is why I created the Conception Plan, an integrated, scientifically spiritual approach to conceiving, where I share all my learnings and teach you to give birth, first and foremost, to the parent you want to be, before I help you to have a child. My experience of working with various patients over the years has shown me that infertility almost always reveals a space and a place where healing needs to occur on an emotionally ingrained level. It often involves dealing with issues related to our inner child, the times when we didn't feel safe, experienced trauma and didn't deal with it, or the emotional wounds that we accumulated as a result of not having our needs met. The process of conception requires that we tend to our inner child first and transfigure our life experiences and the etchings they left on our bodies and nervous systems so that we can become parents from a place of wholeness. This is precisely why an integrated approach that places as much emphasis on the mind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?